USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Barry, we can back to a tropical storm after making landfall in Louisiana. While speaking with reporters, Louisiana's governor, John Bel Edwards, predicted that the state is likely to get a lot of precipitation.
Rainfall remains the primary hazard. We are still looking at 10 to 15 inches of rain with the possibility of higher isolated amounts. As we all know, however, it doesn't take much saturation of the ground so that even slighter winds can have a devastating impact with respect to trees falling onto houses and highways and so forth, as well as utility poles.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
While the storm surge risk on our Mississippi River has passed, the primary risk continues to remain heavy rains for the city of New Orleans.
Barry is the 50th hurricane to hit Louisiana since 1851. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Mayors around the country are speaking out against the planned ICE immigration raids set for this weekend. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says her police department will not assist.
The reality is that ICE's resources within the homeland and within cities is fairly thin. They need our police department to be able to facilitate a lot of the work that they're doing in immigration. And so we've cut off access, and we specifically said that our police department will not help facilitate or participate in any raids that are taking place.
Vice President Mike Pence saw the overcrowded conditions facing migrant adults and children in Customs and Border Protection custody firsthand Friday. Asked by CNN whether the conditions for the detained single adult immigrants were acceptable, Pence said no.
But everyone, even in that temporary facility, is getting three meals a day, they're getting health care, they're getting hygiene.
Pence says Congress has to step up and provide $4.6 billion in additional support to Customs and Border Protection. It's got to stop. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Now more on Tropical Storm Barry. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says none of the main levees on the Mississippi River in the state has failed or been breached so far because of Barry. Mayor of Baton Rouge, Sharon Weston Broom, commented on how a past flood helped them be more prepared.
In 2016, my home flooded. I had enough that kept me out of my house for over a year. And so as a result of 2016, I believe our people are smarter, that we are being more proactive, we are prepared.
St. Bernard Parish President Guy McInnes has some advice for residents there.
The message from our governor, from the federal level and from local level, has been please stay off of the roads if you can. Take this storm serious. Wait till it completely passes us.
The president says he won't cancel the planned ICE raid starting tomorrow like he did last time. USA's Winnie King has more on that.
The Trump administration is going ahead with targeted deportation raids in some cities starting on Sunday. Leaders in New York aren't lending a hand and instead are helping immigrants. Mayor Bill de Blasio said he doesn't know what to expect from ICE agents in his city on Sunday.
We have lawyers available for anyone who is targeted.
Speaking on WNYC Radio, he said illegal immigrants shouldn't be fearful of city employees.
No New York City government personnel will participate or assist ICE in any way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.